Hey everybody, it's Lucy, and I am back for another episode of Careers. And today I would like to talk about dressing for the job that you want.
Interviewing, job search, dressing for success, tools that get the job done, internships, volunteering, resume building, networking, college studies, location, and being prepared. Welcome to Career Track.
A lot of times it just depends on how you present yourself. And a lot of people are going to judge you on how you're dressed. And I know that that sounds really trivial because your knowledge and your skill set should go forward and be the first thing that they see and what they desire in a candidate. But unfortunately, a lot of times people make decisions based on the way you're dressed. I want to give you a couple tips that I've learned along the way to really look presentable when you get to that interview. One of the biggest tips that I will mention is being conservative. Try to look as conservative as possible, wearing neutral colors. A lot of times they say black is best. So if you have black dress pants and a nice black suit top, you know, I wouldn't go with any type of flashy colors unless you're going into some field where that would be appreciated. For most fields, you know, just try to be neutral. If it's something that looks like you would wear to a club or into a bar or something like that, it's probably not right for an interview. And for males, they say the biggest thing is to make sure, and I'm sure that this is relevant for women too, so I don't want to exclude women, but to make sure that your stuff, especially your shirt, is ironed well. A lot of people complain about that. So make sure that it's ironed, it looks nice, there's no stains. I really like to FaceTime my sister in the morning before I go. She can kind of look at me and be like, oh, that looks nice, or that doesn't look nice, or whatever. So if you have somebody that you could FaceTime and have them look you over, or somebody that you possibly live with or something like that, that would be best. So as I mentioned, I like to wear black, and I like to wear black dress pants that look nice. They fit me well, not something that's like horribly tight or anything like that, but something that just looks nice and presentable, and it's the right length. You don't want to have it too long, you don't want to have it too short, you just want it like a perfect length. And socks are a big deal. A lot of people think they're not a big deal, well, who's going to be looking at my shoes? But you never know. And white socks with black pants does not look good. Try to either wear black socks, or you can wear those nylon socks if you have them, if you're a female at least. And a very nice pair of dress shoes as well. You know, you want to make sure that they're clean, they're not all scuffed up, so you know, take a rag or something and wipe them off beforehand, because you never know. I mean, simple things like that might just be the reason why you don't get the job. As far as your hair, I always like to make sure my hair is, you know, clean, it's well combed. I like to use a straightener in the morning before I go, so I straighten my hair out, it looks nice. A lot of people say it looks really nice. As far as earrings go, I wouldn't wear anything too large, like large hoops or anything like that. I would just wear something simple, like studs or maybe something with maybe two or three stones on it or something, but I would not wear anything too flashy in that regard. Makeup is fine, but again, I would make sure that it's conservative and neutral colors. So I wouldn't wear any bright red lipstick or anything like that. Make sure that your teeth are clean and you don't have big chunks of stuff. And that's where, if somebody lives with you or if you FaceTime somebody, that might come in handy at that time, just to make sure that everything's applied appropriately and there's nothing in your teeth or anything like that. I would be cautious with wearing a lot of perfume too. A lot of people are very sensitive to perfumes and colognes, and a lot of times they really avoid it or it's overpowering. Some people get migraines from exposure to too much perfume or cologne. I would just kind of hold off on that for the interview because you don't know if the person interviewing you is somebody that might be sensitive to those types of smells. Another smell is smoking. People that smoke, I would try to really avoid it. You don't want to smell like smoke going into the interviews. You know, if you have a patch or something, go ahead and put that on if you need the nicotine beforehand, because a lot of employers are really sensitive to that as well. And another thing is bringing something with you that looks presentable as far as how you're going to bring paperwork. A lot of times you have to bring your resume or your cover letter or possibly like your references, letters, or something like that. So what I like to do is I have a portfolio that I purchased at my school bookstore, and it is black, so it goes along with my black theme and being neutral. It zips up and it's leather, so it looks professional. What I like to do is I like to go to the store and buy those, you know, inexpensive folders. I like to put all that information in there. And I like to grab a couple of them because you never know how many people are going to be interviewing you. So you go into the interview and they ask you for it. You can just hand them all the folders. It's nice and neat and well organized. And it also allows them to see that you plan ahead. So there's a lot of things that are going through their head about you as a person without you actually saying anything about it. How do you present yourself? Do you look the role? That's a big thing. Do you look professional? Do you look like somebody that could work there? Would you look like somebody that could be stopped in the hallway to ask a question about the company or the position that you're applying for? Those are all really good ideas to keep in mind when you're going through these interview processes. And you never know what little things somebody might see wrong. I will tell you a story real quickly. I was speaking with a recruiter one time, and she was telling me that she had this really great candidate, and she had set up the candidate to go speak with a interviewer at this hospital, I believe. You know, she had spoke with the interviewer and told her that she would be coming directly from work and everything like that. So the interviewer was aware that she was coming from work, but she said that she showed up with a ponytail in and she had jeans on with tennis shoes. And that was the reason why she didn't get the job, because she said she just didn't seem professional enough. Even though she knew she was coming, but you never know what sometimes these interviewers will think or what they're expecting or what they're looking for. So just try to fit the role. For those who have guide dogs, I have a yellow lab / golden retriever, so she sheds quite a bit, and like I said, I like to wear black. I like to keep a lint roller in my purse and always make sure I use it beforehand as much as possible. I mean, I think that they're going to kind of know that you have a dog, and maybe you're going to have a little bit of dog hair on you. You know, just try to minimize the amount of hair that's on you, and you know, keep your dog groomed pretty regularly as well, so that, you know, there's less hair to go around. The lint roller is a really good idea even for those who don't have guide dogs, because, you know, you never know. I mean, there might be lint, or if you have a pet in your home, or you brushed up against something, you never know. Having that lint roller handy is always a really good thing to have. Okay, for those who are cane users, I would make sure that your cane looks nice too. And that doesn't seem like it should be something relevant, but I would say just make sure that you look as presentable as possible. If you have a cane that maybe looks a little bit newer, or maybe it's your spare cane or something like that, go ahead and use that. Some things you're not going to be able to avoid. So say, for example, if you're walking around and it's kind of a muddy day, you know, maybe the ball of your cane is going to get mud on it or something like that, but I would try to make it look as nice as possible. You don't want to come in there with a bent up cane and it's dirty and scuffed up and everything like that. So, I mean, it seems like it's trivial, but you never know. I mean, I would just try to be as most presentable as absolutely possible. So So where are you going to get all these clothes and stuff? Well, it's going to be different for everybody. But one place that I've really found to be helpful, and I typically go in there, tell them I need assistance and tell them that I'm going for a job interview and that I'm looking for clothing that is going to be good for a job interview. And that place is TJ Maxx. Now, I don't know if it's going to be the same for every TJ Maxx. This one was in a college town, so people might be just a little bit more willing to help. I'm not sure. But I've had really good experiences there. They've been really helpful, and, you know, they just run to the racks and grab my size and tell, oh, this shirt would look great with these pants or whatever. So I've had really good experiences. Another place that I have had good experience with is JCPenney. And I know those are practically everywhere in the country, but a really good thing about JCPenney is you can get stuff offline if they don't have your size and you have it shipped to the store. But they also have these really great coupons that come out periodically. And I know the last time they had one, it was around Labor Day, which is coming up, so hopefully they do it again. But basically, it is a sale where if you buy $25 worth, you get 10 off, which is just excellent, especially if you're trying to stock up on stuff for jobs, like if you already have a job or you're looking for a job, you want to grab a hold of some really nice clothing for your work. It's a good place to go, especially when you're getting that big of a discount. And you can find those coupons through their app or through the Retail Me Not app. I really hope that this has been helpful. And we would like to hear from you. What kinds of things do you like to wear to an interview? And what have you found to be helpful and successful for you?
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.